Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
In 2020, City Lab of Pittsburgh released a study that ranked Cleveland as the worst city in America for Black women to live. A new podcast called Living for We is trying to figure out why and how we can change that. The podcast interviews Cleveland residents about their experiences at work, at school, during visits to the doctor's office, and while in community with each other in an attempt to answer the question, is Cleveland really as bad as they say it is for Black women? Executive produced and hosted by Marlene Harris-Taylor, produced by NPR's IdeaStream Public Media in partnership with Evergreen Podcasts, and with creative direction and production by Hey Fran Hey, the podcast covers topics like education, healthcare, and workplace challenges for Black women, speaking with guests ranging from ages 7 to 94. Episodes regularly include segments with Dr. Angela Neal Barnett, a national award-winning psychologist and professor, about the unfair expectations society places on Black women, asking her for her advice on how to cope, and furthermore, how to challenge these ideas. Check out Living for We wherever you get your podcasts. Tabitha Brown brightens days like no one else. Now the actress, vegan, and social media phenomenon is partnering with Target to give all your gatherings that perfect summer glow. It's all about bringing loved ones together around all the best things. Delicious food, fun games, good music, and that bright, happy sunshine. This collection has you set for a summer full of joy. Check out the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection on May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com. Hey, mama, I want to scream so loud for you, because I'm so proud of you. Let me tell you what I'm about to do. Hey, mama, I know I act a fool. I promise you I'm going back. No way. You will lie for me. I want you to be. I want to tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind.
Yay.
And that's it. I'm going to stop it right there. You know that we know you that I hope he's finding help and solace in somewhere right now. But that song will always have a special place in my heart. I will tell
Agreed.
You.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Praise the Lord, niggas. And a special Lord, happy niggas. Mother's Day to all of the mothers.
Yes. All of the mother figures. All of the daughters. All of the aunties, the grandmothers, yes, the aunties. Village mothers.
Yes, indeed. We celebrate you. We
Everybody.
Speak your name. And sister, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day to Rhonda.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day.
And happy Mother's Day to Miss Rhonda. Y'all be in these comments wilding about Miss Rhonda finding about this show. She still ain't found
and
out.
And that's fine.
And as long as you don't talk so loud, she won't.
Thank you. That's all. But listen.
Stop making it hot.
That's all y'all are doing.
But no,
y'all
happy Mother's Day to Miss Rhonda.
Yes. And, you know, I'm grateful to have an evolving relationship with my mother. Coming of age as a woman has given me lots of perspective. And it's been a blessing to see my mother not just as a mother, but as a woman. And so I fully acknowledge, her sacrifice and all that she did to grow and cultivate my brother and I. Yes. As she was growing and cultivating herself, I recognized the labor that mm-hmm. entails. And, you know, I will have nothing but love and respect for her forever and always. So shout out to
forever.
Her. Also would be totally remiss in not acknowledging my late grandmother. Shout out
That's
to
right.
My Graham Cracker. Happy Mother's Day to my Graham.
That's right.
Always in my heart. Mm-hmm. I think about you every day, girl. I miss you so, so much. And yes, happy Mother's Day to your mother and your grandmothers as well.
Yeah, that lady there yes. with her crazy self
yes.
texting me talking about, you should buy an Airbnb in Atlanta and let me manage it. I'm like, my mother sends the most random text messages throughout the
like,
day.
Like literally
and
she just
floods
that,
my
just
Instagram
randomly?
With story. Oh yeah, she sent it randomly. It's, I mean, when I tell you the most random of text messages and Instagram DMs.
Wild. Wild.
Mm-hmm. But shout out to you, girl, yes. and my sister and my yes. grandma and, you know, just everybody who's affected, everybody who celebrates, everybody who deserves to be acknowledged yes. as a mother and or mother figure yes. in somebody's life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, sis. I don't have any complaints. I'm doing well. I'm safe. I have what I need. You know, just moving mm-hmm. through. Just moving through. How are you doing?
Moving and grooving. I am well, actually. You know, I get to sit still for just a hot second. I get to be at home, should I say. I don't have to travel for a while. Oh, man. I was like, oh, I lived on airplanes yeah. for February, March, yeah. and April. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to see an airport for a little while. So I'm really... really excited for that and to just be able to kind of ground mm-hmm. back in my space. I feel like I have been a little disheveled the last several months. So I'm grateful. I made a request for Mother's Day nice. That you all will hear at the top that's of the right. kitchen table, that's I believe. Right. I don't know if that's going to be granted, but yeah, I'm very excited. Please pull for me. Please pray for me. As you can praying. See that I be on the chopping block. Daily, nigga.
Special treat. Daily. Special treat. I share this in the segment, but today on Getting Grown, hands down, my favorite guest of all time.
Yes.
Favorite guest of yes. all time.
Of all time.
All time, hands down. So I'm excited for you guys to hear that. I'm not going to spoil it just yet.
Most disrespectful guest we've had in the building.
I love it for us all, don't you?
I do. And I love how you know what, we'll get yes. to it, because we'll get to it. But in the meantime, in between time, we want to thank you all for coming and sitting with us at this kitchen table for yes. the past 6 years.
Right.
It is time mm-hmm. for you all to send in those graduation announcements.
Correct. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Getting Grown, because this is the season. Tis the season when we celebrate you and we encourage you to celebrate yourself and your loved ones. So now's the time. Flood our emails as yes. you usually do with all of the yes. wonderful news of your latest and greatest accomplishments. If you have completed a program, a degree program, a certificate program, any type of post-secondary education or even secondary education, because we love the preschool and kindergarten and elementary ooh, school ooh. Announcements, graduation announcements as well. But now is the time for you to yes. love on yourself and love on your loved ones who've been working hard this year
yes.
and are out here reaching all of their academic professional goals. And now's the time for us yes. to celebrate you. Yes. Send us in. Send us in.
You know, I'm going to start us off okay. because my commencement
yes.
ceremony is actually today.
Yes.
It's, oh, wait, hold on. When does this come out?
Well, it's coming.
Was it last week?
In the coming
week?
Days.
It came, yes. I think. And so, yeah, I will be.
Are you excited,
getting my
sister?
Toque.
Yes.
I think I'm excited for the process to be fully and completely finished.
I feel like I hear you, But I think once you get there and you get into the moment and you're in the room and you're feeling the feelings and you're sitting with the full weight and gravity of all that you've accomplished, I feel like you'll feel differently. I understand.
This is true.
I understand, like, because
this is true.
It seems like these sort of graduations seem to be, you know, ceremonial and unnecessary and just sort of like the pomp and circumstance. It's like, girl, I would rather just have a V8. But once you get there right. And you sit it in a room with your class and it starts to really hit you like, dang, I had done this.
I did that. I did it.
And this is finished and I am finished and I get to sit here and fully celebrate and appreciate that. And I think that that is going to be you can report back. Let us know how it actually feels.
I will.
But I suspect.
I will, because you know this is going to be my first time seeing a white boy.
Oh, hell.
Since I left.
I just hope he has the good sense to say nothing to you at all.
Oh, I'm sure.
I hope
I'm
that
sure.
he does not think that the celebration will cause you to forget all that has transpired and try to just come
honey,
up to you. I hope that he has better
You
sense
just go
than that.
Get that toke and keep right on pushing, honey. You just pass
knows,
me straight.
Yes, I hope that he knows that. I really hope that if somebody but, needs to tell him if he doesn't know.
He won't be my focus. I will take your words
yes.
in my heart.
I'm excited.
And I will fully be present for the experience so that I can feel all of the feelings.
When you have your crush?
Yes, you're out of town.
I'm sorry. Otherwise, you know, my
you're
big
in
face,
Seattle.
My big face would be in the place.
I already know, but it's fine. Listen, we'll have a celebration in Las Vegas.
Yes.
That's what we'll do. We're going to have us a celebration in Las Vegas, which, by the way, I made a reservation today for us. I said, I'm going to get real auntie and make sure that we have a place to eat dinner on a very busy weekend in Las Vegas.
Okay. Come on. This 6 month in advance reservation, I'm here for it.
That's right. I was like, hello. Yes. I'm coming with a group of 8 and I would.
Yes. And we will be there.
So, yeah.
Have our things prepared.
But yeah, I'm going to take your words and I will come back and still report
yes.
and let you all know what my actual feelings were in real time. Yes.
Wonderful.
That's what we're going to do.
All right, y'all. Now it's time to get into our special edition. Kitchen Table Talk, best guest ever. You guys stay tuned for that. But also don't forget to send your graduation announcements to hello@gettinggrown.co.
That's right.
Send them now.
hello@gettinggrown.co. Get those in. And while you're at it, you can send in your honesty box
Correct.
Questions, your petty peeves, all the things that you feel like sharing. But right now, we really want you to send in those graduation announcements for someone you love or yourself.
Correctamundo. Who?
And we're going to read every single one of them. All right,
every
y'all.
Every single one.
Let's get on to the best and most disrespectful guest Getting Grown has ever had at the kitchen table. Straight out of my vagina, Noah, ladies and gentlemen.
This week's episode of Getting Grown is brought to you by the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoor Entertaining Collection. Bring your loved ones together around the best things, delicious food, fun games, good music, and that bright, happy sunshine. This collection has you set for a summer full of joy. Find your new summer favorites in the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoor Entertaining Collection, available May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com.
Welcome back to the kitchen table. And I have to say, in our 6 year history of doing this show, pretty sure that this is going to be my favorite guest of all time.
I think same, actually.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit. I might like one person more.
Maybe, but I think that this is the only one that I will ever call my favorite guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the kitchen table our very own niece, ASAP Noah. Hey, Noah!
Hey!
Hi.
Hi, Noah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you.
We're doing very well.
I'm excited to be on the show.
I'm excited to have you here. Do you know what we're going to talk about today?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Are you looking forward to Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
What was that hesitation?
Do you have any plans already, or is it a surprise?
You can be honest.
I don't have nothing planned.
Well, that's okay.
You can tell your daddy that I want to go to a hotel by myself so I can rest.
Okay, if daddy's listening.
He's not.
Daddy, mommy wants to go to a hotel with you and all her friends. What? Do you want to go with everybody she knows? Yes. And definitely not alone.
You're so aggravated.
I mean, it is always my favorite thing to see the biggest troll I know be trolled by her. Her trolling. She's like your troll understudy. It's
she
wonderful.
Really is. And you know how understudies at some point surpass you. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's like she excels. Yes. It's the next generation.
And finds such delight in it as well.
She yep, really
definitely.
Is.
I love trolling my mother.
I mean, she showed all of her back teeth. just showing them. We're also going to talk about, you know how we say on this show, Noah, this show is about the ghettos of adulthood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're also going to ask you if there are any ghettos of childhood. Like, what are the things about being a kid that are annoying?
Boys.
That never stops.
The first answer with no hesitation.
Okay.
Like, literally, there are these two boys in my class, Julian and Kyle. Most annoying people.
We call it names, just like a mother.
We call it names. I mean, we don't have no... Listen, we never scared around here. So they're the most annoying people ever there, and they make your whole childhood terrible?
Not terrible. Like, sometimes they're fun and funny, and sometimes they just get on my nerves.
What about them gets on your nerves?
They do like really weird things.
That doesn't stop.
That's something you can expect to continue throughout your life.
You know how your dad hangs out in the bathroom for like an hour?
Oh, Lord. I've been wanting to pee for so long. He just be sitting there on his phone on Instagram.
That is his personal
That's boys
me time,
getting
y'all.
On my nerves.
And that's where they will stay. Mm-hmm. I mean,
my revenge is hogging all the snacks.
That's your revenge?
Yep.
That's your revenge.
Well, Auntie Kia wants to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So if you had to rate childhood on a scale from 1 to 10, what score would you give it?
Not gonna lie, 11.
What? Yes!
Yes! Tell me why.
Well, first of all, I don't get grounded.
And no, I'm like, I am gently parented.
And I can take all the snacks without my parents telling me, hey, Noah, save some for us.
No, that's not true, actually. No.
Yes, it is.
What do you, what do I get on you about the snacks? What do you do with the chips?
I eat all of them.
Yeah, like she will take the bag and there will be no more chips. She leaves
the
bags open.
Well, you do buy very delicious. You buy delicious chips.
I don't leave the bags open. I covered that one bag of Cheetos.
Okay, all right.
That one bag.
So why else would you rate childhood on a scale 11 on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's really fun and like I'm way more flexible than my parents.
Like physically flexible? Like
yep.
Like the split, like you could do the splits and stuff.
I can do what's it called? I can do the trick in contortion where you put your head in between your legs.
I think you just said it. The contortion.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to call it.
So youth, honey. She said y'all is old and inflexible.
That's what she's saying.
I'm flexible and they old.
Yeah. And stiff. What else? Why else do you is it an 11?
It's just being a child is like really, really fun. And you can do way more things than adults can.
Why is that, do you think?
Word.
because
like what?
When you're a child and you have more time to experience different things more than your parents would.
That's true.
That is true. You have much more time to explore and you get to ask more questions and you get to learn. Mm-hmm. Adults have to know things, right? It's okay for you not to know things.
But sometimes you think you'd be knowing things that you don't know. Why is that?
I say a lot of random things. I don't understand what they mean.
Wait, what? Why do you do that?
Give me an example.
I don't know.
You are a piece of work.
I really am. Not even a work. I'm a piece of art.
That's right.
You are a piece of art. You are a piece of art. Where do you get this confidence from?
Auntie Anna.
Auntie Anna?
Yep.
She's the one who what did she tell you?
She said when she said be an amazing something 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 queen in a text message, and that made me feel really confident. Also myself.
Yourself?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about being Noah?
I know everybody's business.
And why is it that a specific thing to Noah?
Because I love being nosy.
She does.
No, that's a gift. I too am nosy, but we have to reframe it. You're not nosy, you're curious. And curious people are always in high demand.
It's
so
true.
It's a gift.
Whatever you say.
It's a gift.
It is, because you're curious about things that are important. You ask about things in school. And I mean, granted, you are nosy too. Let's be very clear. You do like to be up in people's personal business.
I love that. I too always want to know. So I endorse the nosiness.
Why you want to know people's business?
I don't want to. I just overhear them talking.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
LaToya told me, I was on FaceTime with LaToya. I was at a restaurant waiting for my order, and I was on FaceTime with her. And she was like, Takiya, you are such a nosy little girl because you're not even paying attention to me. She was right. Because I was all around, looking around, listen, I don't want nothing to catch me off guard in here.
What they talking about?
What they saying?
What
they doing over there?
I think that table's arguing.
I wonder what they're ordering.
Sometimes, when my parents are at a restaurant, I'll be, focusing on anything else than the conversation at our table. And I'll hear someone talking or arguing at their table, and I'll be like...
Yes.
And I'll be like...
Yes, because inquiring minds. We need to know what's happening over there. I'm with it.
What's some of your favorite things about being a black girl?
Oh, yes. Great question.
I was going to say my hair, but then...
You can say your hair as well.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. And then my least favorite thing is that it gets tangled so easily.
That's fair. That's right. That's fair.
I mean, because it is a labor. Mm-hmm. We have to work very hard to manage our
hair. But what are
we
talking about? It gets tangled because it's what? It's strong.
That's right.
Your hair is strong, right? Girl, you're so goofy. Are you ready to have a conversation?
She is having one.
Yes.
It's not always these air quotes for me.
Not these air quotes. So what's one of your least favorite things about being a kid?
I'm short.
Fair.
Sometimes
totally fair.
Sometimes my mom puts the most delicious snacks on the most highest part of the shelf or the counter. Mm. And I'll be like, Mother, why?
You know why.
Do you think that she does that on purpose?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Obviously. Of course.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Noah, what grade are you in now?
I'm in fourth grade, about to be in fifth grade.
That's right.
That's nuts.
And do you like going to school?
I love it.
Tell me why.
Yeah, what's your favorite parts?
My best friend. Actually, I have three.
Okay.
Nice.
And I get to know my teacher's business during Wednesdays.
You get in your teacher's business too?
Wait, why is Wednesday's teacher's business day?
Because
on Wednesdays. Because
on Wednesdays, I have swim class. And my dad, after swim class, I'm in the car. And he puts the sound on speaker.
Okay, all right. Well, okay.
There you go.
All right, well, we keep that to ourselves, right?
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't.
We don't want to air out.
Mm-mm. We don't want to be airing that out. That's your daddy's job. And
we're not going to air out daddy's coworkers.
Yeah, right? That's not what we're doing, right?
So do you have, is your school like you are in one classroom all the time or do you get to like switch classes?
Yeah, talk about your school experience a little bit.
So my school experience, we get to choose freely what classes we get to what classes we take. Like for me, I take poker with my dad, mocktails with my dad. I take my teacher's math class. Her name is Miss Michelle. I take her literacy class. And I also do, what's it called?
What's the class where you made the paneer?
The what?
The paneer.
The what?
The Indian cheese.
Oh, that was Gia's class. I don't think I'm in it anymore. That was Gia's cooking class. But now Gia doesn't do cooking class anymore.
And you're teaching a class right now at school, right?
My climate justice class.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit about that.
Climate change. So what we do is I do a presentation and we watch videos and on different things. Like right now, I'm doing bioremediation and phytovolatilization.
What is that?
Phytovolatilization. I think it like degrades the amount of waste and in like soil.
Oh,
and bioremediation is something that helps. My mom was telling me about it with mushrooms. And same thing as phytovolatilization. It's a really tough word to say.
It's okay.
So you have to say
you're doing a great job.
Yeah, you are. You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you. Do you have a favorite subject?
My favorite subject is math. No, science. My favorite subject is science.
Nice.
What is that?
I love that.
Because once we did this project where we put a bunch of watermelon, we put a bunch of rubber bands on a watermelon to see if it would explode. And not so long story, it did not explode. A crack just went in the on the top. A crack was on the, it opened up a crack in the top of the watermelon. And so me and my friend, me and one of the girls named Ziamata in upper school, I grabbed the spoons and we started eating out the watermelon. And so many people kept telling us to stop. And yet we were just ignoring them and kept eating. And so much that Epiphany, my science teacher, she poured the watermelon juice into our cups because we each get individual cups in our class. And we got like watermelon. And then in the end, she put the tarp that was on the table outside. And so she like dropped it. And so me and Ziamata took pieces from the mat and started eating them.
That's disgusting.
And then long story short, we almost got locked outside.
Doing the most.
Oh, because y'all was out there.
No, because Epiphany came. We were out there with Epiphany, Ziamara and Yakaira. And we almost got locked outside if someone did not open the door.
Well, thank God they did.
You go to a social justice school. What's some of your favorite parts about that?
You get free choices.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to talk about things that most people don't really teach you in other schools.
Like what?
Like colorism, sexism, ageism, a bunch of things like that.
All the isms.
Yes, all the isms. What about the phobias? They teach you about the phobias?
Nope, they don't teach you about the phobias. And luckily, I don't want to know about my phobia.
No, okay. That's...
We stay away from them phobias. We are not phobic.
No, we're not phobic over here. Ain't no phobics.
We not phobic.
What about your Black Girl Affinity Group? You have a Black Girl Affinity Group, right?
Been doing it recently. I don't know why.
Oh, we have to talk to Michelle about that. Well, when you all were doing, what were you doing?
We sometimes go on trips. Like, if we ever do it again, our trip that we planned was to the trampoline park. And then, I think, Cold Zone right after that. We were gonna go to the ice cream museum, but it was too expensive. And we only had, like $400 saved up.
Okay, as a group.
And it was like $80 per person, so.
Yeah. So you'll have to
How many people are in the group?
Huh?
How many people were in the affinity group?
So it's me, Michelle, Yakaira, Ziamara, Asiya, Elle.
And what's the point of the Black Girl Affinity Group?
To teach people about different Black women who were empowered by different people and by their parents and throughout history that you don't get taught about much. Like, I can't remember one at the moment.
That's okay.
It'd be totally okay.
Also, I forgot one of the classes. I also take Monique's literacy class sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Literacy?
Sometimes... our current project, I haven't done it yet. I have to. It's about Harry Belafonte.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Did you tell... Daddy has to tell you about the time he met Harry Belafonte and took a picture with him.
I told
you, Yeah.
And it's so sad that he died, like 2 weeks ago.
Last week, I think.
Yeah, it was like a few days ago.
Not too long ago. What'd you learn about Harry Belafonte so far?
Turns out I knew like two of his songs.
Yeah, what are they?
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot tall. And I can't remember the other one. I think it sounds somewhat like Spanish. And they also, I realized that they remixed that song. Like they remixed, someone remixed the song and then remixed, and then someone else remixed the song that remixed Harry Belafonte's song. Mm-hmm. I can't, remember what it's called. Can you pull it up?
It's okay.
I can't remember what it's called. It's by someone, Lil something.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. He remixed Harry Belafonte's song, and then someone remixed it and sped it up so his voice sounded a little bit more tiny.
Yeah.
And they made it into a TikTok song.
A TikTok song.
Yes.
TikTok song.
That's what it is. It's a TikTok song.
It's a TikTok song. Just like Project Pat, he's on TikTok. I'm like, Project Pat got popular on TikTok.
Yes.
Okay, girl. So, with Mother's Day coming up, what's one of your favorite things about me?
Yes. Do you have favorite things?
Cricket.
All right, this interview is done.
No. Okay. You feed me.
That's important.
Yeah, you feed
me. Very important.
You provide clothes for me. You're taking me shoe shopping this weekend.
That's right. All critical things.
Bankroll. I'm just a big old bankroll.
If I do chores, you give me money.
Wow.
It is all about the.
I feel so. It's wet up.
You are. You're my mother. That's what you're for.
Have I taught you anything useful?
Wow. You taught me how to dress myself.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Very useful. That is a useful life skill.
I'm clearly anything failing. Else?
You've taught me how to you've taught me how to cook for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, right? We're learning how to cook for ourselves.
And some, that's right. And you teach me literacy at home.
What?
Are you teaching? You are teaching literacy at home, Sis?
I guess so. I didn't realize I was.
When you're supposed to on Wednesday. Right.
Yeah, we did say Wednesday was going to be literacy and reading and writing day.
Do you like hanging out with your mom? It seems like you guys have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. My dad's going to leave tomorrow, so I get to spend all day with her.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you guys know what you're going to do?
Well,
any plans or y'all just going to kick it?
I have dance after school, so after that, on Friday, we're also going on a school fishing trip. Well, actually, no, we did that today.
Are you glitching?
I think so. we're going on a camping trip June 2nd. My mom's coming, and we're going to catch fish, and we're... Yeah. Daddy, me and my mom, my dad and I we're gonna blow up an air mattress.
Nice.
We're gonna blow up an air mattress at a station in the park, and then we're gonna carry it all the way to our tent so we don't have to sleep on the hard ground in a sleeping bag. That we're gonna just wonderful. Put on. Yeah, and so I get to sleep on a bed with the blanket while everybody else has to sleep with a sleeping bag on the hard ground.
What is your obsession with other people's trauma?
It was this for me.
It paid, right. It's like, I'm going to be good, but everybody else
they're going to be uncomfortable, but I'm going to be good.
I don't know why, but sometimes when people cry, I start bursting out laughing.
Noah, oh, that's not. No, that's not kind.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's not.
She said, I know. I can't help it.
Noah, yes, you don't. Can. No, but you're actually very compassionate. That's one of my favorite things about you.
Thank you.
Being goofy right now, but I have to say that you are. That's one of some of my favorite things about you. Even though it's Mother's Day, I'm going to tell you some of my favorite things about you.
Oh, I love this.
I think that you are very powerful and brave. I think that you're really kind and compassionate. You want people to feel good. You don't want people to feel bad. And you exhibit that through your actions. You're not really clocking me right now. What is this smile?
I don't know.
Girl.
I love Noah's curiosity. I think I think she's brilliant. Noah has amazing timing.
Oh, like, honey.
She has the comedic timing of a seasoned comedian.
Yes, she do.
I also feel like Noah has very genuine joy.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, sis, around her wanting to make sure everybody feels good. Like, Noah brings the joy to the room.
She does.
And that's a gift. I hope you lean into that for the rest of your life, because that's something everybody doesn't have. That makes you very special.
Yes, it does. It's not because you dance or any of those things, or because you know math. You're very special because you're yourself.
That's
because
right.
You find your joy in everything that you want to do. I know you're tired. Ooh, child, what's happening right now? You're really glitching.
I thought I wanted to sneeze. That's what I was going like. I was going to.
Oh,
okay.
So I thought I wanted to sneeze.
I saw your eyes water up.
And then I inhaled something wrong, and then I started coughing.
Stuff be going down the wrong pipes.
Well,
that's that. We just wanted to lift you up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Happy
yes.
for Mother's
and
Day.
And I'm very proud of you, Noah.
Aww. Oh, okay.
And Noah, I'm very proud
again.
Of you. I know.
You hear Auntie Kia? You hear?
I said, I'm very proud of you. You Thank came you. On here and you did an excellent job. I'm just proud of the young woman you're growing up to be. And you know Auntie Kia loves you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And don't forget it. Thank you for cooking it with us at the kitchen table. Everyone is going to be so excited that you are on the show.
And, we're
and
gonna
I can't wait. You're my
a formal sit down soon. We just wanted to have you on for a few minutes and chat with you.
Yes.
Well, it has been.
She said it's been more than a few minutes, girl.
No, it's been girl, 36 minutes.
It's been 26 minutes.
26 minutes. But that's okay.
Well, say bye to everybody and go get in the shower.
Bye. You didn't have to blurt that out loud.
Bye. I'm just paying you back Noah. For everything you've done in this interview. You're not biting me again.
Dang it.
Go on.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again to the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection for supporting this week's episode of Getting Grown. Find the comfiest outdoor furniture you've ever loved, Sean, your new favorite pool floaty, fun games, gorgeous glassware, and more in this new collection. Check out the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoor Entertaining Collection on May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com.
In 2020, City Lab of Pittsburgh released a study that ranked Cleveland as the worst city in America for Black women to live. A new podcast called Living for We is trying to figure out why and how we can change that. The podcast interviews Cleveland residents about their experiences at work, at school, during visits to the doctor's office, and while in community with each other in an attempt to answer the question, is Cleveland really as bad as they say it is for Black women? Executive produced and hosted by Marlene Harris-Taylor, produced by NPR's IdeaStream Public Media in partnership with Evergreen Podcasts, and with creative direction and production by Hey Fran Hey, the podcast covers topics like education, healthcare, and workplace challenges for Black women, speaking with guests ranging from ages 7 to 94. Episodes regularly include segments with Dr. Angela Neal Barnett, a national award-winning psychologist and professor, about the unfair expectations society places on Black women, asking her for her advice on how to cope, and furthermore, how to challenge these ideas. Check out Living for We wherever you get your podcasts.
I deserve,
It's time for the self-care / I know that's right segment.
Yes.
And my self-care. So Tristan went out of town a couple of weeks ago. And I said, okay, I'm going to plan some activities for me and Noah. We're going to have some time to ourselves. But also, I'm going to take one full day. I'm going to clean the first half of that day. And then I'm going to take the remainder of that evening to have the entire house to myself. And rest and watch movies.
Yes.
And order food and do nothing.
Yes.
And I made that commitment to myself.
I love that.
And I'm very pleased that I was intentional about that over these next couple of months where I don't have to travel, or the next month and a half.
Yes.
I just want to be intentional about finding those pockets of time to really rejuvenate myself.
I love that.
So yeah, that's my self-care.
I am so proud of you. You and I are sort of trading spaces when it comes to travel. Like, you've been out these last couple of months, and I'm probably going to be I'm going to be on planes quite a bit these next couple of months. And similarly, in my self-care this week, I just want to say I'm grateful for friends who not only are, like, you know, when it comes to sort of your rest, your self-care, they're not just talking about it. Like, their encouragement is not just verbal, but it's active. This past weekend, I was texting with one of my good friends and colleagues. But we were friends before we were colleagues. But Tiffany, so shout out to Tiffany. I was texting with her.
Yeah, shout out to Tiffany.
The brilliant, the beautiful. And, you know, we were just sort of texting. And she, you know, she... We work at the same place, so we have the same benefits. And she's always on me about, like, not making, like, she helps me to be accountable for scheduling and structuring, like, rest, like, on a weekly basis and even on the long term, right? And so she literally checks in with me and was like, okay, so we headed into May. We're through the first quarter of the year, so you should have taken 5 to 7 days off at this point. How many have you taken? And I'm like, So she called me out, right, and was like, okay, so let's get some PTO on the calendar. And I'm like, okay, so noted, right? And so
that's right.
She also was just like talking to her. And the next day, like, we were talking on Friday, on Saturday, she hit me and was like, you sound tired. And, you know, I'm really serious about you getting your rest. And to show you how serious I am, I'm getting a massage tomorrow and I done called them and made an appointment for you. So meet me down to the place at such and such a time. We're going to have, we're going to get a massage and then we're going to have brunch. Thank you so much.
That is a
I'm
friend.
Like, get you some friends like mine, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Who know sort of, so she has like firsthand experience of sort of like the culture, the work culture mm-hmm. in our field and in our organization. And it's like, if we are not intentional, we can turn around and 6 months have passed and we have not invested any intention or time in taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm all about Black women sort of, you know, yes. preserving the longevity of their, of doing high quality, amazing work and doing it in an easeful mm-hmm. and restful way. Like, we don't have to burn out and be half dead and half sick.
Absolutely not.
Anymore, right? We should be prioritizing rest. And so I had an amazing massage, an amazing brunch with Tiffany and Steve over the weekend. And it was so, so good. It was really just restorative. I was able to just sort of have an easy breezy Sunday and just really set me up, because I came into my Monday like, oh, I'm feeling good. And
hello, I feel amazing. Feeling amazing. See, that's what we need. That's what you need a community and a village who's gonna hold you up and accountable in the ways that are gonna make you take care of yourself.
Listen,
and not add extra stress.
And that's the kind of like I love that God has blessed me, because, you know, I told you guys before, all my life, you know, I got to an age, I shouldn't say all my life, but I remember in my 20s literally praying like, Lord, send me real friends. Like, yep. you know, not no shade to my childhood friends or the friends before then, but I remember being intentional about developing, cultivating strong relationships with people that mm-hmm. were not just based on proximity, right? Because when you're younger, you friends with people who you're around, right? But as mm-hmm. I sort of moved through mm-hmm. the different phases of life, like, Lord, connect me to the people that you would have me to be with. And he has absolutely honored that request and given me kinds of amazing Black women, sisterhood and community mm-hmm. in such amazing mm-hmm. ways. And that's not something I take for granted. So I'm grateful for you, sis. I'm grateful for Tiffany. I'm grateful for all of these spaces and all of these women who pour into you and keep your cup full so that you can do your work.
Listen.
Okay? I love that for us.
And we pour into each mm-hmm. other. Like, that's what we do. When I told you I went to that event in Cleveland the other week, when Fran called me, she was like, I know your grandmother's there. I know there's some different things that you want to do in the city as far as there's some mm-hmm. Work that I'm trying yes. to do in the city of Cleveland. And so she said, you know, I think it would be great for you to come along.
I love that.
And see your grandma and meet some awesome people at this event.
Yes.
And I want you to come as my guest.
Yes.
And like booked my flight and booked my hotel. And it was mutually beneficial because mm-hmm. she was like, I really felt comfortable with having one of my best friends mm-hmm. there. And it was also something really awesome for me. So I think it's dope that we all can pour into one another in this way. And I love that a community extends out even past our immediate circle. Like, you have other people who are yes. there for you locally.
Yes.
Who are able to support
and
you. I love that.
And professionally. So it's such mm-hmm. a gift. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful because I haven't always had that. To be able to know that within the organization or in close proximity to me, I have awesome mm-hmm. peers and counterparts, people who I can glean from and be mentored by, and not just in the way of sort of advancing professionally, but in making sure that I am healthy and well and whole as yep. we do this yep. important work. That's necessary yes. but taxing. Hello, somebody.
Yes. I love that, sis.
Yay.
Yes, because you are doing important work. As we learned recently, you're doing very, very, goodness. Very important
work. Shout
out
work. To everyone who okay. has been so supportive and so kind and so affirming. It really means a lot to
oh,
me.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not just saying that, but no, it and it's timely, right? You know, because you work so hard mm-hmm. all your life. But I can honestly say that finally I'm feeling like I'm in a position where I can actually make a difference in so many areas, like mm-hmm. not just at the foundation, but it's opening up other opportunities. And I'll share this here because I think, yes, this will air. Okay, here we go. A little half.
Let's go.
A little half. I know that's right. A little half like, black woman self-care. Because I didn't even get to tell you this yet. But.
Okay.
I will be the opening keynote speaker at the Grad School Success Summit. It's an online summit. And it is held... by, you know, there's a community of practice online called Black in Grad School. It's run mm-hmm. by a brilliant sister scholar by the name of Dr. Alante Whitmore. She started an online accountability community of practice that provides not only mm-hmm. space for Black people in graduate school to come together and, you know, work, co-work, support each other in the actual work, but also to share resources around how to navigate mm-hmm. grad school successfully. And so yes. they've been having this summit for 6 years. And over 3 days, it's a community of women and BIPOC scholars. They come together for encouragement, resources, and inspiration for their higher education journey. She's never before had a keynote, and this is her first time having a keynote, and I'm going to be the opening keynote.
I know that's right.
Grad School Success Summit. I think it kicks off on, I believe it's May 22nd is the day that it kicks off.
I love that.
So we'll make sure to include that information in the description box. If there are any other, women and BIPOC scholars who want to be a part of this amazing event. It's held online. I'm doing like a opening fireside chat mm-hmm. and I'm going to talk about my journey in graduate school and how that's informed my work and all of the amazing work and why it's so important yes. for us to have these spaces for scholarly community as Black and brown folk.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
So shout out to Black in Grad School. Shout out to the Grad School Success Summit. I'm out here.
That's going to be so beneficial for so many people, too.
I'm excited.
So many people.
Opening keynote.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
I'm a keynote speaker now.
Yeah, you are, too, because didn't you just do a keynote?
I did. I mm-hmm. did the keynote at the C-Step Conference, which was like pretty crazy. And I believe that there is footages. Though there are footages, shout out to Cardi B, of that. And so hopefully soon down to the Patreon, you guys can get some clips of my keynote from the C-Step conference.
Come on, sister. Come on with it.
I'm blooming.
You are, hello, like a tulip. Just beautiful. Just a field of tulips. Yellow, pink, orange. I love it.
I love it.
I love it. Oh, and if I may, thank you to everybody who's continued to listen to the Black Kitchen series. Yes. This week now is episode 5, I believe, mm-hmm. which is some really awesome information. So make sure you all continue to tune in, like, rate 5 stars, send it all in, because we are trying to make this a thing. So
a thing.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to I don't think it's a keynote situation. Oh, shit.
Ooh. No, it's good, sister. It's so good. It is, though.
Well, I'm going to be facilitating a panel for the Heinz employees.
Yeah.
So
I know that's right.
You know, where we feature some awesome Black chefs and those in the food space, and we talk about some of the disparities in the food space surrounding Black food, and also celebrating it along with Juneteenth, because you know that's what companies do. So,
what a time!
What a time! Literally, but yeah, look at it. We out here working, sister. We are out here.
I really
working.
Love it for us.
I really do.
We're blooming. We're growing up.
Blooming. Personally, professionally, all the things.
Yes.
And with all of that good, beautiful, warm positivity, we're going to head into these petty peeves.
Get to the mess.
Let's do it. Tabitha Brown brightens days like no one else. Now the actress, vegan, and social media phenomenon is partnering with Target to bring the world more vibrance, candor, and joy. Arriving for the season of laid-back lounging, backyard barbecues, and poolside hangs, this limited-time collection is here to give all your gatherings that perfect summer glow. The Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection drops at Target and Target.com on May 14th. This collection is designed to celebrate Tab's favorite season, summer. It's all about bringing loved ones together around all the best things. Delicious food, fun games, good music, and that bright, happy sunshine. From the comfiest outdoor furniture you've ever lounged on, to your new favorite pool floaty, to games, to glassware, and more, this collection has you set for a summer full of joy. Check out the Tabitha Brown for Target Outdoors Entertaining Collection on May 14th in Target locations and on Target.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister. Because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
I'm prepared to be petty on today.
Let's do it.
This is a shout out to, you know, we talk about all the time here, Black don't crack, right? Many of us out here, while we may be aging, we don't look like it, right?
I love it.
And so this is for all of us who are out here in leadership, and we may present young, but we are not young.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is not our first job. It's not our first rodeo. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be instructive or condescending when you speak to us. Mm. So my petty peeve is for, you know, people who miss, like they, I don't know what it is, like, but it's a thing that happens, especially in corporate or professional spaces, where you may have an older counterpart or even someone who may report to you. Right? Who, for whatever reason, they may assume that you are younger than you are.
Yes.
Okay? And as such, engage you in a way that is, like I said, condescending, disrespectful, patronizing, right?
Yep.
I got this thing happening at work where, you know, myself and many of people on my team and in my space, like we're young, but we're not that young, right? So, but there's a trend that I'm noticing about the ways in which things are handled as it relates to us. And so I have had to find ways to make folks aware, okay,
that you're
I know that I'm in here looking young and tender and supple because I am, all right, but I'm not, you know, I'm not green, I'm not inexperienced, I'm not nervous, I'm not, you're not going to spook me, okay, I'm not intimidated, okay, I have a perspective, I have an opinion, and you're going to respect it.
That's it.
Even though I might be in here looking like your child, I'm not your child.
And furthermore, if you were a 25-year-old employee, you're still an employee. You're still a grown-ass person who gets a grown-ass paycheck.
I'm still an adult. I'm still
who has to pay grown-ass motherfucking taxes.
Correct.
So
correct.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Like, reel that back. Reel all of that patronizing business back and treat me how you want to be treated.
We used to have a landlord, hate that nigga, who would do the same thing because we were a young Black couple. So he would speak to us as if we were his kids, but not in an endearing and warm way. It was like in a bullying way. And like you said, condescending.
Yeah, it's very dismissal, very dismissive, very like you're not checking me. First of all, let me help you.
And I told him one day, I said, I pay you rent like a 65-year-old person would pay you rent. right? You get rent right. every single month. Watch who the fuck you talking to.
And in this, you know, in many cases, it's like, you know, I may be younger than you, but I have the same level of experience.
Hmm.
I may even have more.
Hmm.
I have the same level of education. I may even have more. Mm-hmm. So let's not sit around and act like, you know, because you are older than me, that like, you know, it's just like this take it for granted sort of mm-hmm. positioning that they engage in conversation with you. And it's like, I am building the skill. I'm building the muscle mm-hmm. of putting people mm-hmm. in their place. And that is not something that is easy. The challenge about that is, like, you know, given the body that I'm in, a lot of times when we are direct, mm-hmm. it is perceived as aggression
mm-hmm.
and combativeness
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And so we have to negotiate these sort of cultural issues
mm-hmm.
and it's not easy, but I'm learning, because what I won't be is run off.
Uh-uh.
And I won't be sort of silenced or treated poorly, because at the end of the day, you know, I earned my right to be here.
Period.
And, you know, I'm here. Period. So you're going to have to deal with it.
Like, get over yourself.
You're going to have to deal with it.
One day we're going to have a conversation, a transparent conversation about ageism in the workplace mm-hmm. and also in reverse, and how sometimes yeah. older ones in the workplace, which, listen, as we are inching, we are starting to become mm-hmm. older ones in the workplace, right? So this is definitely a necessary conversation. And I found in yeah. my many years of so much experience in different fields that sometimes you've got older ones who get intimidated with yeah. younger persons, you know, knowledge
yeah.
and then yes. try to do this hazing situation. And that's not how we want to operate. That's not how we, yeah, that's not it.
And generationally, we have made different choices than some of the generations that preceded us.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I think sometimes they want us to pay in the ways that they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, listen, I agree with you that we should have more conversation about this. I think in the future we should think and be intentional about creating space for us to talk about how to communicate across generational mm-hmm. divides.
I want to talk to a Gen Zer as well.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a skill that we need to sort of cultivate mm-hmm. and develop.
Yeah,
because I think in order for us to advance as a people, we're going to have to work together. But there's so much dissension.
Yes.
And unnecessary sort of like mess that happens mm-hmm. In these intergenerational situations. And it's like, we don't got time for that, girl. Get over yourself.
Right.
And I'm going to get over myself.
And I think
and we're going to work together.
I'm going to get over myself, because
yes.
I think also, like you said, we work differently than the generations prior mm-hmm. to us. And therefore, we also work differently than the generations under us. And I know that
exactly.
there are expectations sometimes, and we have to figure out effective ways of communicating across those generations so that we don't carry.
And negotiating difference, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
We have to get to the place where we can have a different approaches, different perspectives, different opinions,
mm-hmm.
but it not shut the conversation down.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, you know, it should enhance what we're doing. And make it more fruitful, make it better. But I think, yeah, we're going to have to work on that. That's something we can work on. We'll get married. We can set aside some time to really
yeah.
think about a way to have a good conversation
mm-hmm.
about intergenerational communication.
Yes, yes.
Personally and professionally. I'm
yes. Okay, on both sides.
Hello.
Well, what's my petty peeve this week? I don't know, actually. What has gotten on my nerves?
You don't have any negativity.
I know. You see what happens when I stay in the house and mind my business?
Well, listen, it's okay. You don't have to have one.
I don't think I have a petty peeve this week.
I can give you a pass.
My petty peeve is jet lag, is what it is, because I still am that. Because
it is dragging.
It is dragging the fuck out of me. That's what it is. I am tired. I'm like, my eyes have been up here like this. I am trying to.
Yes.
You know, yes. when you start, your head starts buzzing, you just feel like everything is about
all
to
of that,
shut
girl.
Down. That is where I am. And that is also a good thing. I don't have anything to complain about right now.
That's a blessing. Ain't and it? We gonna take that. So listen, y'all, we appreciate you. Shout out to our amazing, wonderful, brilliant guest.
Oh, yes. That A$AP one there.
And her parents, who are clearly doing an amazing job raising that brilliant black child of yours.
And you know what? I'm grateful to the community that we have around us. She mentioned her Auntie Yana, my sister-in-law, who really is such a her big best friend, and her Nana and her Aunt Carol and her Yaya and her Poppy and her I'm just you and Crystal and Fran and all of my friends who are willing to be like, I'll take Noah. And Drew, who called me and was like, do you want to bring Noah to Little Shop of Horrors? And just, you know, I'm just grateful for all of the community that we have around us as well, because I recognize that While I'm proud of the job that we're doing, we're not acting alone. We have a support system that I'm really grateful for. That's right.
And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for our family. I'm grateful for all of you, our Getting Grown family. We love you. We are really super grateful for all the ways that we show up and support for one another.
Yes.
And we thank y'all for riding with us for another episode. Before we take us out, before I'm going to ask you to take us out, sis, before we do that, I would just love it if y'all could just join me and Jay in lifting our brother Fury up.
Yep.
We know that he's dealing with some things right now, and we just want to throw some support and love behind him and around him and just, you know, we just want to speak his name and just...
send nothing,
you know,
but
just
love.
Pray for him. Mm-hmm. Send nothing but love and prayers and all manner of, you know, listen, y'all are my family, and I don't think that I could love Fury any more than I do. He is an awesome and amazing friend, a brilliant person, and just such a gift. And you know, we know that we deal with all kinds of seasons and things in our lives, but we don't have to do it alone. So we just want to send him some love and let him know that we are all pulling for him and praying for him. And, you know, you don't have, if you don't know the details, you don't have to know. We don't have to know. We just know that, you know, we have a family member and there's a need, and we believe that that need will be met.
Yes.
So I just wanted to do that really quickly. So take us out, sis.
Yes. Yeah. We want to send love to our whole family. We send love over to Crystal, send love to Fury.
Yes, absolutely.
We want to send love across the board. And thank you all for being easeful. You know what I'm saying? And not sending.
And respectful. Thank you for respecting.
Not sending 935,000 messages about why a new episode might not come out, or why a tour is canceled. And to anybody, because you don't know what everybody, you know, what everybody is dealing with.
That's
so
right.
With that said, the very first thing that you should do, which falls right in line, is mind your business, right?
It's keep your mind moisturized.
It's how we keep our mind, our internal, so that aging that happens from the inside out slows down. Furthermore,
that's right,
you want to drink that water, because
that's right,
you need to do that in order for clear skin.
It's,
I have
life source.
The biggest pimple, right. It's hormonal this week, but guess what? I'm drinking my water so that there's not more of them. And lastly, you want to hydrate and moisturize your skin with some good shea butter, some cocoa butter, some Vaseline.
Rich, thick creams.
You know,
and
a pair
That's
of
right.
socks. Do it straight out the shower. Why, sis?
Yes. Because your black will crack if it's dry, because you don't take care of it. All right? We love y'all.
For real.
Bye-bye.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.